It was going to be a night of fun, and now she is pregnant. He was just hanging out with the boys. Now he's in jail. At the altar, they said, until death do us part. Now they're getting a divorce. They invested their savings in a business. Now they are filing for bankruptcy. In each of these scenarios, everyone began with the right idea in mind. But somewhere along the way, they became unanchored, or perhaps were not anchored to begin with. And therefore, the currents of this world carried them away. The book of Hebrews says, we must pay most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. The ability to remain anchored in any area of our life is not dependent on how much we know or how committed we are. All one needs to do is to look at Solomon. With all of his experience, wisdom, and commitment to God, he drifted so far that eventually he lost the kingdom. And many theologians speculate that he may have lost everything. In order to stay anchored, it is necessary to keep a firm grip on what we have learned. And then we must be committed to obeying God when we like it and when we do not, when we agree and when we do not, and when we understand and when we do not understand. One of the keys to guarding ourselves against drifting is to have a referee, an umpire, somebody we trust and respect because of their experience and their commitment to doing what is right. Typically, this would mean finding someone older than you, someone who has lived long enough that they can give you counsel and advice. Our tendency, however, will be to pick someone who is contemporary or who is experiencing the same issues we are going through. For example, if you're a young girl going through a divorce, then not pick someone who got divorced. Pick someone who has been married for 30 or 40 years. If you're having financial problems, do not pick someone who has declared bankruptcy. Pick someone who is financially successful and has never declared bankruptcy. It's not that we cannot learn from other people's mistakes. It's just that we can learn so much more from those who avoided the mistakes in the first place. Paying close attention goes hand in hand with having someone to help keep us anchored.